universe moves and changes continually. The sun enters Pisces today, not in late February as it did when astrology was invented, because of a cyclical motion of the earth called precession. The ancient astrologers didn't know about precession. It's a 26,000-year cycle that causes our vantage point to shift with respect to the stars. So if you think the sun was in Pisces when you were born, more likely it was in Aquarius, the constellation of the zodiac right next door. For this 13th day of March, that's our program. Stardate is written by Deborah Bird and is produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. We welcome your letters, by the way, with questions on astronomy. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Well, it's 12 o'clock midnight.
It is. 12:01, actually.
Long Island. We're WUSB Stony Brook. I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley. Here with you for another 3 hours of weirdness.
This is Eric Corley.
Right, Eric? What?
Exactly.
Yes. Gosh. You're full of good words today, aren't you?
Certainly am. Well, good morning, Eric, and how are you?
Well, good morning. It sounds like morning, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You know, I can't wait for dawn to come around, so I'm going to just, like, take this sound effect record we have of the dawn in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and speed it up to 78.
What's so special about dawn in New Hope, Pennsylvania, anyway?
Hang on a minute.
I'm not knocking it or anything, but how come they get to put out a whole album that says... I mean, this goes on for a good half an hour. You put it on your turntable.
It's because they had a sequel to that before. Well, actually, this is a sequel to the first one, which was Dusk at New Hope, Pennsylvania.
That's right, and those were crickets, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crickets and birds.
Sorry.
You got to hold that in.
Yeah.
So how was your week, Mike?
My week was just excellent.
Anything boring happen?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah, how about that?
How about you?
It was an interesting week, I'll say that much. Certainly varied.
Your car broke down again?
Car broke down, it got sick, and...
You did, or your car
went
did?
To school, too, one day. Both, actually, and at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of wild there for a little while, but... Today, everything finally came together, as usual.
I'll bet it would be funny.
What would be funny?
Well, just everything coming together as usual.
Well, it always seems to do that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, today I recovered. Actually, yesterday I recovered. I was I was in a horrible state Tuesday and Wednesday.
You certainly were.
Absolutely horrible.
I spoke to you for a minute and I said, forget it.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't deserve to do radio around here.
That's right, and I want to thank John Vernile for doing my show Tuesday night, or I don't know what I would have done. I really don't.
Hmm. Doesn't it sound like we're talking in an auditorium in front
of
people?
I'm glad you
feel
that way, too, because I was wondering if there was something wrong with my head again.
Well, no, I just wanted to tell you that we are, in fact, live at Shea Stadium tonight.
Oh, that's why nobody's here.
That's right. Everybody's down at Shea Stadium. Let's hear the crowd. I guess we can't hear the crowd just yet. They have filtered in. I think they're waiting for something like June or something for the Mets or something.
June Lodge?
Yeah. Why not? Do we have her handy?
She's not around right now, but she can come by later, I'll bet.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. June Lodge is always around USB area, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, last week you were here all by yourself.
Oh, yeah, and you were in Washington, D.C.
That's right. I spoke to you over the phone, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Second year in a row, incidentally. That's kind of amazing.
Well, I have to admit, last year's was much better because you had the riots and such.
Well, last year we were standing outside a payphone, and, yeah, there were fire trucks and things, but this year was okay, too.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
We took a lot of rides around the town, and some interesting things happened, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. Are you going to tell us about the more interesting things? Did you burn down the hotel this year?
No,
like
we didn't.
Year?
In fact, I have a strange feeling this hotel will even let us back in if we, you know, ask them. It's been as well. I don't want to get into a story about that, but that's breaking a tradition for the
coming back
non-commercial
year.
Radio people. But
now, what was the group? Was this the Intercollegiate Broadcasting Association system or something?
This IBS. Intercollegiate Broadcasting System.
Right.
That is what it stands for. Stations from all over the country, mostly the eastern part of the country, because, mm-hmm. Well, it's quite a trip from the west.
Yeah.
There were a couple of West Coast stations there, though.
The ones with money.
Yeah, but it's a convention for non-commercial stations, mm-hmm. where they discuss their programming techniques and their theories, and USB was very visible there. We were, you know, all over the place.
Very good.
Met quite a few interesting stations.
You,
WUVT, Wovit, they call it, down in Blacksburg, Virginia.
I also found a program guide for WUSC.
USC, they're in South Carolina.
I thought WUSB was hard to pronounce.
USC, well, it's no harder to pronounce, I guess.
I don't know.
But, yeah, there were quite a few interesting stations there, a lot of some high school stations and, you know, and Carrier Current, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. USB used to be a Carrier Current years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Way back when.
4.5 years ago. Well, hey, we're coming up on our 5th anniversary this year, huh?
5th anniversary, that's right.
Hey, that's the big time.
June, what? Oh, I can't remember.
27th?
27th, is that correct?
I
June 27th.
Like that, yeah.
1982 will be our 5th anniversary.
And I listened to USB on its first day of FM operation.
And so did I.
I heard a Chuck Mangione concert.
I didn't hear that. I heard Frank's voice. I heard Frank's voice before the station went on the air, in fact.
Yeah.
Because he was going on...
WUSB, Stony Brook.
This is
on
a test.
The air for testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. But we shouldn't even be talking about this, because that's only of interest to us, and not really to anyone else.
Sorry.
I want to tell you about some of the things...
Sorry, radio fans.
In Washington, D.C.
Well, why don't you just do that?
I think I will. Why are the phones lit up when we're not even asking for calls? Now, is that some sort of a rebellious act by our listeners? We ask for calls, and nobody calls. We don't ask for calls, and everyone calls. I mean, okay, all right, I'm all for rebelliousness. See you March 27th in Washington, huh? Okay, let's see how many of you show up then. I bet those two people who call, are you going to be down there? Great, okay, we'll see you down there. All right, Washington, D.C. You still there, Mike? Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm talking to a young lady who listened to USB on its first day of operation, and I'm very engrossed in a phone call here.
Well, you're also on the air, and you're committed.
Oh yeah, that's true.
To all the people out there, not just one person.
Well, I'm just going to leave her. I'm just going to leave her hang here and hope she doesn't mind too much.
I hope not. I want to tell you about Washington.
Okay.
And I want your feedback.
Okay.
Don't give me feedback, please.
Oh,
you know what I did last night?
I have it all set up here.
Yeah. Oh no.
Sorry. Yes. And
in my opinion,
it did it. By the way.
Excuse me.
It did it tonight too.
Oh yes, it
mm-hmm.
made that funny sound again. Yeah. We love that funny sound. It's the USB tweak, we call it. But in my opinion, and I want, you know, your output on this,
mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. is a nice city.
Yeah, but I like the metro system.
It hasn't grown up yet. It's immature.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Why, Mike?
Well, because, well, just take a look at, like, the Capitol building and the White House. They are so modern, you know? I mean, that's my opinion of it.
Modern? The Capitol building and the White House?
Oh, yeah. I'm saying they haven't grown up. And just look at the, you know, the House of Representatives there. They're so young people, too, you know?
It's not exactly what I meant.
And the Senate, you know? And
No. I'm talking about the attitude, okay? The attitude, mind you, of the people.
Oh,
who live in the city.
Oh, that's true, too.
In the buildings and that kind of thing.
I guess I don't know what you're talking about, and I just wanted to
sort of ramble on and hope that it got somewhere. Well, nice try. But no, the attitude of the people is not as sophisticated, say, as New Yorkers. All right, now.
You're calling New York sophisticated.
Well, I think they've had a little bit more practice.
Sterile, maybe.
A little bit more practice at being a city.
That's true.
Washington has not been, you know, a major city for all that long.
Well, no. Well, how can you say that? How long has
nothing on the style of New York
been a metropolis?
Nobody can say it's you know anything like New York.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first got there, I gave you some impressions last week, I believe, didn't I? I said things like it wasn't as cheery. Well, that's not really true. It was very people were very friendly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I think that's one instance of the fact that Washington hasn't grown up yet. The fact that people are still friendly.
Yeah.
When the city grows up, people aren't friendly anymore, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The other thing is, when people are angry, they tend to show it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like kids do. They don't hold anything back. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the first day I was in D.C., I noticed people, you know, leaning out of windows to yell things at people in other cars because they were slow. You never see that in New York. You don't.
No, you just see gestures, that's all.
You see it in 50s movies about New York.
And you see it in gestures, too.
You see it in gestures, correct.
Right.
But the gesture is understood by itself. You don't need to translate the gesture. In Washington, they still need to do that. The gesture hasn't become well-known yet. Now, also on the more serious side, Washington D.C. If I hadn't known better, I would say that Washington has 10 times as much crime as New York City.
Hmm.
Why? Saturday night I went down to Georgetown. Okay.
Uh-huh.
In that I'd say a 2-hour stretch, I saw two major car crashes. I saw three separate fights in the streets. I saw a mugging victim. Unconscious in a park.
Oh, that's dreadful.
I saw someone else injured. I don't even know how. And the next day on the way home, I saw someone else chasing somebody with a crowbar. And John Vernile is right here now. He can back me up on that, right, John?
I saw it.
He saw it. Do you know anything more about that than I do?
I was driving, and all of a sudden we saw these two people running across the street. To excuse the racial comments, but this white fellow, a little Hispanic-looking, was running after this black fellow with a crowbar and shouting all sorts of names. And the black fellow, running away, picked up a bottle, threw it at the man, and the man continued to run after him with a crowbar and finally retreated. So it was really violent. I was very shocked.
And I never saw anything like that in New York. I know it happens, but it just isn't out in the streets that much.
So you're not going to go down to Washington anymore, is that the
no,
idea?
No, not at all. I like the city a lot.
You love it down there.
I told you what happened with me on the metro.
I told you
on the Capitol South Station that I managed to trick the machine somehow.
That's right.
Give me 10 extra cents.
Yeah.
He never used it.
I still have it in my pocket, in
fact.
So
do I.
You have 10 cents too, John?
No, I have at least 30 cents, but I paid for my 30 cents.
Oh, but you kept going back or no, or...
I could go back if I choose to, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they wouldn't let me out.
Legally, you can go back in 10 years and slip it in and it'll still work.
That's no, but
true,
they wouldn't let me out.
There's only
That's
one
not
problem.
True everywhere.
There's only one problem. How much is that 30 cents going to... It's going to get you like about 30 feet in 10 years from now, probably.
No, you see, the thing, Mike, is that they'll let you in, and as long as you have 10 cents on your card, they'll let you in.
Uh-huh.
But unless you have the proper fare, which is now 65 cents, they won't let you out.
Yeah, you have to pay at ad fare. Is that the idea?
That's it, ad fare.
I don't think you can get in without the right fare.
No, you can.
You can get in with only 10 cents.
Yes, you can.
Huh.
10 cents. Yes, I used to ride that all the time. I lived there for about 9 months.
Well, now, doesn't that present a problem when people,
equivalent to
our shopping bag ladies, go onto the trains and then they have to wait for someone to
that.
Pay for them to go out?
There's only one problem with that.
What's
Eric?
That?
Did you notice that in every station there's TV cameras looking at you?
That's right.
At your every move.
Oh, I knew that when I went down to D.C. last year. I threw a piece of litter on the platform and this big voice came out of nowhere saying, pick that up.
Really?
Scared the hell out of me.
But in New York City, the bag ladies ride the subways 24 hours a day, no?
That's true. That's because the subways run 24 hours a day.
And they don't in Washington.
Correct. Right. And I just remember something. You have to pay at least 65 cents or 50 cents to get a card in the first place. So you have to have made that initial investment and then have it go down to 10 cents.
Or else it founded on...
Well, if you fellas can keep talking for a minute, I have a real surprise for you if I can find it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I think we can go talking for another minute.
Uh-oh.
Phones are lighting up again.
Boy.
Oh, jeez.
So those are my
initial
impressions.
We still have somebody on hold, too. Jeez.
They're patient. They're very patient.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was saying before when you were talking that people seem to call up when we don't ask them to.
That's true.
When we ask them to, they don't.
Well, I'm still anxious to get to the story of this young lady we have on hold and her antics. Well, I shouldn't say antics. Well, she listened to USB on its first day of operation. I'd still like to hear that.
Okay, well, I'm all for that. We're going to go into some rockabilly music.
About a minute.
Oh, he's coming back in a minute.
Yeah,
oh, I thought maybe this was something later on tonight.
No, I think he's in the back in the library there. He's pulling out. He's coming out.
We found it.
You want to give it to me? I can put it on here.
Let's see if we can find it.
We've got all kinds of rockabilly music tonight.
Careful.
And news reports and Tripod Family and any other surprises that might happen to come along.
I know the song that John wants me to play.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's a great tune, too.
It's got three.
It's not obscene, is it?
No, it's not. Not in any respect obscene.
A disturbing correlation between things that are great and things that are obscene.
It's about living on the Washington subways.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this I can't see if I can cue this up properly, but should I just play it? It's, what is this, the MTA? By the Kingston Trio?
Kingston Trio.
Okay.
They had this problem a long time ago.
Go for it.
Granny Goose. Well, I could tell you the story of a man named Charlie on that tragic and fateful day. He took a trip to his pocket, kicked his wife and family, went to right on the MTA. In his time, that was the station that he knew he had to stay that made. When he got there, the conductor, one more nickel, Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But he never returned, no, he never returned, and his face still unknown. I don't tell her, he revived for us, he speaks about the man who never returned. Now, all night long, station find what will become of me. How can I afford to be on my cousin in Rockbury? Will he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still only for he may rise to rest in his streets above. Charlie's wife goes down the Leesburg station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich. Trains come to rumble in through. But he ever returned? No, he never returned. And his face still unknown. Come on, train, he's a rascal. He's a creature about to be a man who never returned. Thank you.
They're a good group.
Yeah, good song, too. Well, John, I know why you wanted to play that, but it's totally different because the Metro in Washington doesn't run 24 hours, so there's no way you could be on all the time.
I know, but you could always sleep in one of the cars.
Well, that happened. I told you last year that happened to some poor person who fell asleep as the Metro was closing, and people knocked on the window who were getting off at the last stop. I think it was DuPont Circle or something. And the person woke up, started walking through the door, and the door closed, lights went out, and the train went into the yard. And that was the end of him.
And he'll never return.
No, he returned in the morning, I think, when and got off at the same stop.
It's kind of weird, especially when you go past DuPont Circle, and it's the National Zoo.
Oh, is that where they keep the trains?
Exactly.
At night.
Right under the zoo.
Interesting. Very interesting. Mike, are you still there?
Yes.
Yes,
I've been screaming for the last 2 minutes here. What happened to me?
I don't know. I think you lost your voice.
You turned me off. Yeah, bum ya.
I turn a lot of people off, you know.
That's true.
That's what they always tell me.
This young lady I have on the phone, though, she's glad you're feeling better, she says.
Oh, I'm glad she feels that way. No, really. I'm happy to be feeling better. It's weird when you're sick. It really is.
Especially if you're only sick like once every 2-3 years, right?
Yeah. You see things from a different light.
Yeah, you certainly do.
Sometimes you don't see things at all.
Yeah, unless you're like me, I'm continually sick. No, mentally, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, mentally is different, but physically, it's just... Well, let me tell you something. I almost broke my TV set this
oh,
week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I just got so fed up. I mean, I was sitting in the house. I couldn't read because my eyes were hurting, and I couldn't sleep or anything. So, you know, I don't want to listen to any more radio. I've had enough with radio.
Yeah.
So why don't I take advantage of that, you know, $200 box... sitting
known
there.
As a television.
Yeah, facing the wall. So I turned it back, you know, to the chair and turned it on.
You faced it away from you? Is that what you did?
That's the usual position.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched for, you know, for a good 45 minutes. And one after the other, not the programs, the commercials, even the identification of the station, everything seemed to just be an insult to your intelligence.
So much hype and jive, you know?
And they just assume that people are so dumb, and they assume it to the point where they actually turn out to be that dumb.
Well, you know,
because they don't think there's anything else.
You know, I think we can safely say that many of them are.
That's justified.
And none of them would be insulted by us saying that because they wouldn't be listening to us. They'd be watching the tube, right?
Well, no doubt about that. Although television now is probably much better than it is in the middle of the day, but. That's because the folks haven't been exposed to anything else.
Yeah.
And when you do that to people, you may not kill everything inside them, but you certainly stifle it, and they start thinking that there's really nothing else.
That's true, and it's true.
There's no ambition.
With commercial radio, too, that I think plays the same stuff, the same garbage over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
And the people think, oh, wow, this Beach Boys tune is so great. I shouldn't say Beach Boys or anything, but I should...
Well, don't say any band, but, you know, that song has played 10,000 million times on the radio.
Oh, I love it.
Radio.
I can't wait to hear it again.
That's good music, when actually you're not hearing anything.
Yeah, that's right. And if you tuned to USB here, you'd hear something different every time you tuned on the dial. Or
you hear more, but you don't hear everything.
That's true.
There's no way you can hear everything. There's so much.
Yeah, we even have Sino 78.
I mean, do you realize we get so many albums coming in to this station that we can never listen to them all. And people who listen to the radio station can never listen to them all.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What happens to them?
That's true.
People keep putting out records over and over and over again, and they never get played on commercial radio. And half of the non-commercial radio stations don't even play them. You know, it makes you think. It really makes you think.
It makes you think. What are you getting at?
I'm not sure. It's just that there's the vastness of it all, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And where is it all leading to? That's always my end question.
And the half vastness of it all, too.
Yeah, oh, that's a good line.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good line.
All half-assed.
If you want, you stand a much better chance of hearing it.
Yeah.
And for instance, someone just called up and requested something by the Goldbriars.
And do we have it?
Well, I'm going to look for it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
But, you know, not every station would do that.
Well.
And if we have it, I'll probably play something.
That's true. We got all sorts of music coming for you.
We got rockabilly music, like I said before.
Hey, let's get into some of that.
Sister, don't you do what your big sister does. blowing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you're wrong. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Presents Nighttime, a roundup of the week's news and interviews with important people. Here now is your host, Ted Copper.
Good evening. This will no doubt go down in history as one of the most controversial weeks of the Reagan administration. On Tuesday, aerial reconnaissance photographs of Nicaragua were made public, photos that intelligence officials say prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the small Central American nation is building a huge military force with the help of Cuba and the Soviet Union. The presentation was made at the State Department by Admiral Bobby R. Altman, Deputy Director of Central Intelligence. We have Mr. Altman with us in the studio. Mr. Altman, welcome to Nighttime.
Well, thanks, Ted. I'm glad I could be here, although it's a pretty goddamn strange time to have a news program.
Now, on top of the already volatile situation that exists in Central America with the administration's policy in El Salvador and Guatemala, we now have this latest report from Nicaragua. As the Deputy Director of Central Intelligence, do you feel this is leading to a major showdown between the U.S. and the various leftists of Central America?
You really want to know if we're going to get into another war, don't you?
Well, if you could briefly outline what you think.
Look, we're responsive to the suggestions of the American people. 10 years ago, the general feeling was that it didn't make much sense to be in Vietnam meddling in the affairs of a country on the other side of the earth. Well, we took that into account. Now, that's why we're concentrating here in Central America. It's a heck of a lot closer, and it'll be so much more convenient.
I see. And what do you...
Well, the money we save in fuel alone will be astronomical.
We're pressed for time, Admiral, so I'd like you to sum up in 10 seconds what you feel this apparent revelation of nasty goings-on in Nicaragua will mean to the United States.
I think we're about to open up a brand new door for this country, and I expect...
Thank you for being with us today, Admiral Bob Outman, Deputy Director of Central Intelligence. We'll be back with more of Nighttime right after this message. French President François Mitterrand arrived in the United States today for a series of meetings with President Reagan. The two are known to have phenomenal differences of opinion on a number of issues, including Reagan's plans for the neutron bomb and Mitterrand's backing of the leftist guerrillas in El Salvador. We have President Mitterrand live on the telephone from Washington, and Rocco Di Stefano, a spokesman for President Reagan, here in our studios. Let me start the questioning with President Mitterrand. Mr. President, what do you see as the purpose of this mission?
Oh, I hope to be able to speak with the President about many things, particularly...
I see. How about you, Mr. Di Stefano?
Well, this could be an historic encounter between the leaders of two of the most...
We don't have much time, gentlemen, so if you could briefly tell us if you think this historic trip will have any real significance on anything, or if it will just be a great deal of pomp and circumstance. President Mitterrand.
Well, before we can address...
Thank you, Mr. Di Stefano. You have 3 seconds for a closing remark.
Well, what in the world can I say in 3 seconds?
I'd like to thank both of you for speaking with us tonight. That's all for this week. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Nighttime. I'm Ted Copper.
baby, baby, my heart's on fire, baby, baby, the flame burns higher, it burns, I'm yearning with one desire, baby, my heart's on fire. Well, baby, baby, my heart's in love, baby, baby, now you know who lives, you live. My heart's on fire. Well, baby, baby, my heart's so true. Baby, baby, it's all for you. You know it, you know it. So what to do? Well, baby, my heart's on fire. Arms are folded, oh, baby, my heart's on fire. Well, baby, baby, my heart's on fire, baby, baby, the flame burns higher, it's burning, I'm yearning with one desire, oh, baby, my heart's on fire.
Yeah.
Ray Campion is Rockabilly Rebels.
Well, that was a real good set of some rockabilly tunes, just like we played back in July.
Yeah.
Except back then, I remember we didn't announce what songs they were, so I'm going to tell you that we heard from
but
Robert.
But you do remember that we didn't remember to announce them, and it was back in July.
That's true.
So that set we just heard last July consisted of Ray Campion as Rockabilly Rebels and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Okay, we heard from Robert Gordon, Look Who's Blue, off Are You Gonna Be the One?
Ooh.
And the next album will answer that question, I guess.
When was that album, in fact?
When was that album? The album came into this studio on March 31st, 1981, so it's almost a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Almost, not quite. We heard from Elvis Presley, the other one. What was the song?
Little Sister.
What did we hear?
Little Sister.
Little Sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
We heard from NRBQ all night long.
Oh, yeah.
We heard a news thing in there from Ted Copper.
Ted Copper, I missed that. I was out doing something.
You would have enjoyed the message.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll catch it again when it comes by.
Let me see what else. We heard from the Magnetics back there, too.
Yeah? Well, how would you like to hear from Jules Holland and the Millionaires?
Oh, that brand new album?
Well, actually, Jules Holland and his Millionaires.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You want to hear that?
Yeah.
You sure?
On the Voice of
Positive.
Long Island, yes.
Positive.
Absolutely.
Okay, here it is. We'll be right back. Rub-a-dub style, you know. Okay, good stuff there, good stuff.
From Capelli.
On USB, the voice
of Long Island.
It's 12:51 on a Friday night, Saturday morning, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Sure.
Mike Juhas over there.
Eric Corley on the other side.
Yeah, we're doing all sorts of neat things tonight.
Well, we're enjoying it, and that's the most important part. Second, of course, to you enjoying it.
Yeah, I guess we can say that second. Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It does. We played a lot of good things in that last set, I think.
Oh, a lot of diverse things, that's for sure.
Right.
We heard, well, that last thing was from Capelli. They have a new album on Flying Fish, right?
Yes, yes, brand new album.
And what's the album called? Future and Past or something like that?
It's called, Future and Past.
And what's the song we just heard?
We heard... Oh, you're not going to expect me to pronounce this, are you?
Well, you're the one who decided to play it, so you should be able to pronounce it then, huh?
Bessa Raber.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good one.
Wait, that's the first word. Hold on. Co-City. Okay, I don't remember the first one now, but Co-City was the last one.
Hmm.
So that's what that is. And am I just tumbled into the studio before to hand me an album titled Music of the Ashanti of Ghana.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will get to that.
Real soon, I guess, yeah.
And you can always, you know, hear that anytime in the station, really.
That's true. Just call up and ask for Music of Ghana.
Yeah.
The Ashanti tribe in Ghana. We got Togo also in the back there, too.
We've got everything.
Just about.
You know, speaking of different countries...
Yes. Were we?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always talking about Albania.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was of interest that during the John Belushi funeral and everything...
Yes, he was of Albanian descent.
His parents were Albanian immigrants. That's very interesting, I think.
Albanian makes good.
Now, can you imagine John Belushi never having immigrated to the United States, what he could possibly have ended up doing in Albania?
Yeah.
It just doesn't, you know, it makes you realize how little things totally change your lives. Well, actually, moving to the United States isn't that much of a literal thing, but I'm sure it was caused by a chain of other little things.
Yeah, but, you know, one can't help but wonder, if he hadn't moved to the United States, would he still be alive today?
Well, that's probably true, but he wouldn't have done Animal House, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
An Albanian version. I wonder if they know about him in Albania.
Good question. Why don't we call up the Albanian National Tourist Authority and find out?
You know, you can't get through the telephone, I don't think, to Albania.
Really?
We can try. We can try later on.
Is that a communist country or something?
Well, I'll tell you, last time I tried, which was a few years ago, the telephone company told me they had no record of any such country called Albania. And I thought maybe their records were a little bit, outdated, so I asked them if they had any records for a country called Serbia. No, they didn't find that either, so they're not that bad. We can try to call information in Albania and see if...
Why don't you try that now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like these spur-of-the-moment things. They're kind of scary sometimes.
Why not?
Well, let's assume we get through to information in Albania.
Just ask for somebody the number for the National Tourist Board, and we'll call them up later if we have the money.
The National Tourist Board?
Yeah.
I suppose it can't hurt.
Okay.
They must have one, after all. And this is of interest, of public interest, I would assume.
Yes.
So let me just get through to our local operator here, who will be more than happy to help us.
And I'll stand by.
And be quiet. Thank you.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Please be quiet. Please shut up.
She can't hear me anyway.
Shut up, you.
Sorry.
Shut up. Well, not you. Yes, operator. I need information overseas.
Rachel, please.
This is a country called Albania.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Bum, 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 bum.
Told you to shut up.
It might work, you know.
What might work?
Getting through. They might have
kind
a
of redundant, isn't it?
They might have a record of this country now.
The National Tourist Board, is that what I'm looking for?
Yeah, or the better tourist associations. That should look...
Oh, boy.
Noisy.
Yeah, I'm looking for Albania.
For where?
Albania.
Albania?
Albania.
Hold on.
Thank you. Oh, I hope they haven't connected me to a central point that just gives information.
Central where? Really?
They usually...
Okay, their service is suspended. They have no service at this time.
Oh, didn't they pay their bill?
Excuse me?
Well, why is their service suspended?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you have any idea when it will be back?
No, we don't.
So there's no way to make a call anywhere there?
Right.
Oh, boy.
There's no way.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your help anyway. Good night. Well,
wasn't that worth it now, at least just getting through to the operator to tell us at least?
Now, in this country, to get your service suspended, you have to miss, I think, at least two bills.
So the whole country didn't pay.
The whole country didn't pay the phone company.
Now, what was that other country you mentioned there just now? Suriname or something like that?
Serbia,
yeah.
That was a country that went out of existence, out of business a long time ago.
Oh, I see. So then...
Country folded.
Yeah.
Moved to another place, you know.
Yeah.
Franchise disbanded, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Enough of that. Enough with Albania, but maybe we can try something with that later on. Something I wanted to mention to you,
which is...
Well, I don't know if you heard about this during the week.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, good. Then you can tell us all about it.
Well, it seems these two prostitutes walk... Oh, no. No.
I'm going to turn you down. How's that?
Okay.
All right, now... No, this is something that involved NBC TV.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, they have this little thing, NBC, ABC, CBS, I believe CBS.
Was this closed captioning or something?
Ah, you know about it then.
Huh, I guess I do.
Yeah, well...
No, CBS didn't get involved with it at all.
CBS has not been involved. Okay,
no,
then ABC is...
And PBS.
And PBS is.
Uh-huh.
Now, NBC this past week announced that effective March 15th, it would be withdrawing its support totally and stopping all closed caption programs.
Huh.
That's right. Just cutting it off like that. Now, they don't do it to all their programs, you have to understand. Only about five of them.
Yeah, they don't closed caption Jack LaLanne, I don't think.
Now, closed captioning is different from just regular captioning. You have to have a special device either built into your set or attached to your set that receives another signal sent from the TV station. And what that does is it prints out a little message at the bottom of your screen.
Right.
All right, so that's optional. It costs about $200, $250, I believe. So they're very expensive. Extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And that's why it was particularly interesting that they would do this after a number of people have made the investment already. There was a letter in Newsday.
Already?
On Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
the end of the world day.
Oh, yes. That's one interesting thing that didn't happen.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, I guess.
Good.
And the letter says things like, it's with a sense of rage, utter frustration that I write this letter, because NBC's decided to curtail its closed captioning services. Now, the word closed means it's only available to those people who have purchased at considerable expense a telecaption unit, which is what we were talking about, which attaches to their TV. And effective March 15th, shows like Little House on the Prairie, Father Murphy, and Different Strokes in the NBC movies will no longer be shown with captions. And NBC has said, in quotes, hearing-impaired people are not interested in caption programs.
Then what kind of programs would they be interested in?
I don't know. It's interesting how NBC knows that. So
yeah.
The letter goes on to tell how this person's daughter, who was also deaf, has had new worlds opened to her by having this service. The TV captioning has opened new horizons, which previously had been closed. So it's a very, basic appeal.
Yeah.
And closed captioning, I think, has been one of the most positive things to come out of TV in a while. Now, I guess it's kind of a shame that the TV shows of today have to be shared with everybody, because they're really not an advantage many times. But I think it is important for a sense of belonging, and it's also important as far as news and public affairs go,
uh-huh.
to have some sort of participation from all members of the community. But you might be happy to know that I called NBC.
Oh, you did. Okay, that's the whole purpose of this little story. I was wondering what the point was.
I called. Well, there is a point to it. The point is that a great disservice is being done here to a large number of people. What I did was I talked to NBC, and I went to somewhere in the programming department, I don't know where.
Mm-hmm.
I was switched around the building quite a few times, and finally ended up talking to this person, who informed me after quite a bit of talking that NBC has decided for the time being to keep the closed captioning.
Aww.
It's only because they've been receiving a lot of flack about that.
That's good.
I just wanted to take this time to encourage people to, throw some more flack.
And it doesn't necessarily have to relate to closed captioning, too.
Yeah, it can relate to the programming in general.
Look what the effect that the moral majority thinks they've had on TV programming.
Well, we can think we have as much effect as they do.
That's right.
But we can have more. We can have a lot of effect because, we're all in this together,
That's right.
So let's all write to Mary Tyler Moore's husband, who's a grand tinker. He's running the place now.
Well, wait a minute. That's her ex-husband, right?
Is it her ex-husband now?
Yeah.
I can't keep up with these things. Yeah. I don't know. But he's running the network now. He took over for old Freddie.
Yeah, well, Freddie's over at ABC now.
I guess they're hopping all over the place. Nothing's going to help them.
All these letters flying around, I guess we should just mention who we are.
Who are we?
We're WUSB.
Stony Brook.
At 90.1 on your FM.
Dial.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 102 on the AM.
Clock.
Yeah, we're talking about time now. There is no 102 on the AM as far as I know.
There's 1020.
Yeah, it was 10:20, but there's no reason to mention that. We don't have to talk about that. You were listening to a station from Canada yesterday, you were telling me.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah? Have you anything interesting on Canadian broadcasting?
It's cold up there.
Yeah? How cold?
Oh, like in the minus 30s.
Minus 30s?
Minus 30s. Yeah.
Minus 30 is the very last thing. Oh, that's Celsius. Okay. It doesn't even go that far back in Fahrenheit. That's where Celsius is higher than Fahrenheit. Minus 30 Celsius is equal to minus 22 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Lower.
Yeah, minus 40, they share.
They share.
They do.
Oh, that's where it all congeals.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting. I was listening to a Canadian station once, and it sounded almost like USB because they played so many different types of music in a short period of time.
And it was a commercial station.
It was, well, the CBC network is government-owned, so I don't think they have commercials in that. Mm. Did they have any commercials when you were listening?
I don't recall.
They have a lot of promotions, but I don't think they have any commercials.
No, I don't really recall. And I was listening to another call-in show from a Schenectady radio station, I think WGY or something like that.
There used to be a call-in show at a Salt Lake City I used to listen to.
Yeah, and all the security guards would call that one, right?
What was it called? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
It's called The Nightcap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they had this great little song that went along with it. I'd do anything to get a copy of that song because I really loved it. But I think they canceled the program because I can't hear it anywhere. I used to listen, I think, out of a station in Kentucky. At night, you can get anything on the AM radio.
Yeah.
That's when it used to be fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Now you get all these strange stations doing all sorts of strange things.
Especially at 90.1 on your FM
dial. But speaking of strange people.
Oh, who do we have here? Bunky and Spunky?
Well, no, but in Washington, D.C., there are so many strange people walking around. I mean, yeah, really strange. You think Stony Brook has strange people. Maybe all the strange people from Stony Brook just went down to D.C. for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something, Mike.
What's that?
It's kind of scary. All these strange people seem to be wearing something, you know? And I've never seen anything like it before. I don't know what it means.
But it's not only around Washington, D.C. that you see these things.
No, it's around here. I've seen it in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody on a train wearing one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I certainly do.
I'm talking about people with black buttons. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What does it mean? Well, this is for you.
I see the girls from back in business summer.
We'll have news, sports, and weather coming your way at 1:55. But on Monday...
Hi, everyone. Have you heard about small claim courts but haven't really known what they're good for or how to use them? I'm Brian Hasbrook, inviting you to join me this Monday at 6 p.m. for the Public Interest Radio Show. I'll be talking with Tara O'Sullivan of the New York Public Interest Research Group, who will explain the purpose of the courts and how to file a small claim. To find out about it, tune in this Monday at 6 p.m. on WUSB.
Something interesting happened this week as far as government politics and things like that go. It happened, of course, Wednesday, when all these pictures of bases on Nicaragua were uncovered. The really interesting thing, though, that came out of that was the fact that President Reagan okayed a quote-unquote covert action. Now, what the Post, New York Post, chose to say was CIA to hit Nicaragua. Well, that may be true, in which case the lyrics of a certain song are now outdated. The lyrics go, for the first time ever, when they had a revolution in Nicaragua, there was no interference from America. Comes from The Clash off the Sandinista LP.
Oh, mama, mama, look there. You're putting our plane in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? A youth of 14 got shot down there. The cocaine guns jammed downtown. Chilling clowns of blood money men. Chasing gold. Oh, Washington, bullets again. Every cell in Chile will tell. The cries of the tortured men. Remember the name the day before the army came. Please remember Victor Jara in the Santiago Stadium. Everybody, oh, Washington bullets again. And in the day of 1951, a banner for the playboy in the Cuban sun. For Castro is the color, is a redder than red. For Washington bullets, one Castro day. For Castro is the color, the color in the spray of lead.
El Salvador Day, Saturday, March 27th in Washington, D.C. Hope to see you.
Because all these things are abomination to the Lord God. Yeah. Some people did the girls dressed up in their trousers. I say, what happened to your skirts and blouses? Why can't I man see you in your dresses? Cause these things unto Jah Jah not pleasing. And every day them are worshipping vanities. And your greatest lust is jewelry. Mind Jah lick you with diseases. Hey, mind Jah lick you with diseases. Warrior, the most dangerous diseases. I say the most dangerous diseases. I'm talking like the elephantitis. The other one is the poliomyelitis. I practice on the one diabetes. You see, cause every day that I turn the Bible pages. From Proverbs forward to Genesis. My revelation to Ecclesiastes. So let me tell us every wisdom in the key. And the loss of the world it decreases. While every day man I build explosives. The corruption of the world it exposes. Mind Jah lick you with diseases. Mind Jah lick you with diseases. I said the most dangerous diseases. Elephantitis. The other one is the poliomyelitis. Arthritis and the one diabetes. You see, while the stars that shine from the galaxies, and it shines on human faces. Hear the cry of the Israelite voices, who once led by the man Moses. Jah, we need your advice. They help us out of the crisis. Jah, we need your advice. Crisis. You see, every day the girls dress up in their trousers. I say, what happened to your skirts and blouses? Why can't I man see you in your dresses? Cause these things and to judge are not pleasing. And every day them are worshipping vanities. And the greatest lust is jewelry. Jah, you feel it them with diseases. Jah, you feel it them with diseases. I say the most dangerous diseases. I'm talking about the dangerous diseases. I'm talking like the elephantitis. The other one is the poliomyelitis. Arthritis and the one diabetes. You see, every day that I turn the Bible pages. From Proverbs forward to Genesis. From Revelation to Ecclesiastes. So let me tell you, tell me wisdom in the pieces. And the loss of the world it decreases. Every day man I build exposes. The corruption of the world it exposes. Mind Jah lick you with diseases. Hey, mind Jah lick them with diseases. Hey, and you feel it them with diseases. Jah, you feel it them with diseases. After the wrong dangerous diseases. After the wrong dangerous diseases. The poliomyelitis, arthritis and the one diabetes. Fill it them with diseases. Oh Lord. And I don't want to know pregnancies for chatting with them with diseases every day. You fill it them with diseases. Come with the lip, right. You fill it them with diseases. Thank you.
the mic in a imana. They make sure put me nip on this radio station. Nicodemus too important. So I'm the coffee night, love the nation. But what's a man? Me say one, say two, you fi buckle your shoe. Me say three, me say four, me ya go give them one. Me time bone connected to me leg bone. Me leg bone connected to me knee bone. Me knee bone connected to me ankle bone. Connected to me collarbone. Me collarbone connected to me chest. For this a bone man connection. Come let me tell you this a bone man connection. But watch a man, me skull bone connected to me jawbone. Me jawbone connected to me collarbone. Me collarbone connected to me tailbone. Me tailbone connected to me rib bone. Me rib bone connected to me spine bone. Me spine bone connected to me leg bone. Me leg bone connected to me knee bone. Me knee bone connected to me ankle bone. Me say me ankle bone connected to me toe bone. Me toe bone connected to me toenail bone. What a holy bone. So let me tell you, me say skin, flesh and bone a fi me own. Some a say Nicodemus a fi my sis and go home. And some of them a talk about me here one coma. It a say 26 as a me broke up at the coma. The one thing I left a fi me here figure coma. Some man in a the bone man connection. So let me tell you, this a bone man connection. But what a man, say one, say two, operator that a you. I want you fling me part one, come make me give them part two. Now the bone man connection. Heal Jama make up a nice up the nation. But watch a man. Say if you keep a session and you want it for Rama. Say make sure Nicodemus have the mic in a imana. Say make sure put me nip on this radio station. Nicodemus too important. Jama make up a nice up the nation. But watch a man. Me say one. Say two. You fi buckle your shoe. Me say three. Me say four. Me ya go give them all. Me say five, me say six, say me full of lyrics. Me say me jump over the fence, say me don't drop in a hit. For what me ya go do, say me say cheat music. Me say some of them a mother with the fishy funny. Say you looking at them pocket today, light up it, it in a baby one man connection. But what a man, me call bone connected to me jawbone. Me jawbone connected to me collarbone. Me collarbone connected to me chest bone. Me chest bone connected to me wrist bone. Me wrist bone connected to me spine bone. Me spine bone connected to me leg bone. Me leg bone connected to me knee bone. Me knee bone connected to me ankle bone. Me say me ankle bone connected to me toe bone. Me toe bone connected to me toe nail bone. What a holy bone. Come let me tell you, me say skin, flesh and bone are for me own. Jaman say Nicodemus come to my shit and go home. For some of them I talk about me here one coma. Me throw a 26 as I me broke up at the coma. My baby think all like a Twitter thing and a stone. For some take it little to me so don't get your bone. Jaman in a the bone man connection.
and sensation covering territory. Universal. What I'm talking about is everyday movement. Everyday movement. Everyday movement. Give it up.
Sounds from the third world, man. Au, the tripods, they be coming your way real shortly.
Bye. Free Long Island, with humble thanks to the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the episodes of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. As we join Howard, Kathy, and Pop today, we see them standing in the hallway of their illustrious suburban home on Long Island, with Toby the Wonder Dog still here.
Now, Pop, before we start doing anything, you're going to have to get rid of that dog. It's an outrage being attacked by some strange animal in your own home.
Not to mention the fact that we can't afford it.
The dog costs a lot of money to maintain. You've got to feed it and give it shots, and who's going to take it for walks? That's a heck of a lot of responsibility.
Confound it! Will you two stop talking to me like I'm some sort of little kid pestering his parents to buy a dog? I'm your father, dammit! And I only rented this dog to protect me until you two came back from your carousing over in Europe.
All right, well, let's bring him back as soon as possible. We can't afford any extra expenses. That vacation took nearly every cent we had saved up.
But you just told me that you ended up in Uncle Jonathan's movie.
Well, we're not going to be getting any residuals from that for a while.
Yes, the film hasn't even come out yet.
I kind of doubt if it ever will come out, knowing Uncle Jonathan.
Oh, I think it will. All the trouble he went through making us go crawling through those blasted sewers.
Yeah, well, looking back on everything, it wasn't so bad. But while it was going on, I was wondering if we'd ever
see our beautiful home here on Long Island again.
Yeah, that particular thought crossed my mind, too. But I'm not a worrier like you, Howard. I'm an optimist.
I don't think I was being a worrier. I was just being realistic. Things look pretty gloomy for a while, you have to admit.
Well, I think we can all agree that everything looks sunny now.
No, that's for sure. Oh, is that our mail, Pop?
Yes, yeah, that's another thing. I'm getting hassled by the Book of the Week Club again. They tried to send me the confessions of the former sanitation supervisor.
Oh, boy, look at these bills. How come we're still getting billed for the Los Angeles Trib? Didn't we stop delivery on that?
We haven't gotten a copy of that in months. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't what I think it is. Oh, I don't believe it.
What is it, Kathy?
Do you remember Solomon the plumber from Big Bear City?
Oh, yes. Slimy little man.
Oh, well, that was only because he was always playing with those pipes. But 2 years ago, he charged me $10 for a new hot water faucet. But I needed a cold water faucet, so I never paid him for it.
Well, did he put it in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it was a very nice one, too. But so was the one he replaced. Anyway, he's been sending me all sorts of bills over the last couple of years.
Well, I guess I can sort of see his point.
Oh, Hogwash! He took out our old faucet that worked perfectly, so he didn't lose anything.
Well, yes, I suppose.
Now, this bill says if he doesn't hear from me in 10 days, he'll be forced to take some sort of drastic action. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
What kind of drastic action could Solomon the plumber from Big Bear City take?
I don't know. Well, we got that a few weeks ago, it says. So let me see if he sent anything else after that. Oh, yes. Here's something. Something after that. Hang on.
Why don't you read it, Kathy?
Dear Mrs. Tripod, you're really getting me mad. Now you owe me $50.
Ooh.
You have 10 days to pay.
$50? Is he crazy?
Well, wait a minute. I think I got another one here. Yeah, same stationery. Dear Mrs. Tripod, now you've done it. I'm really mad now. Now you owe me $17,236.84.
What?
You have 10 days to pay.
I think Solomon the plumber has got a little bit nuts. $17,000 for a pipe?
Oh, wait, I think you're right, Howard. Now, look at the envelope on this last one. It came from the Big Bear City Sanatorium.
Well,
gee, I hope it wasn't because we didn't pay our bill.
Well, we've got more important things to worry about, I'm sure. Didn't we get anything besides bills while we were away, Pop?
Oh, there was a lot of junk mail that I threw out. And you got this letter over here, Kathy, from this crazy group.
That looks like a petition or something.
Oh, let's see. You can help save the Pine Barrens.
Hmm.
Oh, Howard, I wanted to tell you about that over the summer.
Pine Barrens?
Yeah, they're these little pine trees, scrubby ones on Long Island.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they're an endangered species. They keep building roads and shopping centers over them.
Well, that's the price of progress, Kathy.
Yeah, that's right. And besides that, they're ugly as all hell.
I don't know if I've ever seen them.
That's not a nice thing to say, Pop. You wouldn't be able to drink any water if it wasn't for the Pine Barrens. They keep it from getting polluted.
Well, I don't know about that, Kathy. Sounds a little far-fetched.
Oh, it's true, Howard. In fact, it's documented.
Really? No, I guess that's sort of like the idea of talking to plants. I didn't understand that at first either.
It says here that if we don't do something soon, we won't have any clean water on Long Island in 10 years.
Well, that is something.
Well, I don't know how you feel, but I think it's time we tripods started to mold the future of the human race. And I'm not going to keep quiet. I'm going to stand up and be counted and speak.
Oh, keep quiet, Toby.
Oh, shut up, you dumb hound.
Kathy, I've never heard you sound so ambitious.
Neither have I, but I feel different today, as if I really have the power to do something.
Kathy, what's gotten into you?
Howard, I think I'm going to run for town council.
Well, where's the theme music?
And so, no sooner do the tripods get resettled in their Long Island home than Kathy embarks on yet another ambitious campaign. You want to be with us next time when we'll start the theme on time. Until then, though, this is Don Topeka for Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms.
speak of the Ashanti tribe of Ghana.
The one and only.
Recorded by Verna Gillis. With David Moses Perez Martinez. It's an ethnic folkways recording. Got a whole bunch of stuff around that time. I had Bug Alley in there. No, we didn't either. We had Big Sky Mudflaps. We had Toots and the Maytals. We heard Third World and Michigan and Smiley and Rub-A-Dub Stiley.
Diseases, man.
And Rub-A-Dub Stiley. Well, it's 1:56 in the morning, 7 degrees Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit. Time now to take a look at the latest news with Eric Corley and Mike Juhas, and a special up-to-the-minute news sports report with David Goodman.
In the news, Nicaragua is demanding the safe return of a young man who embarrassed the United States on Friday. The Nicaraguan was taken to Washington to repeat to reporters a confession he made last year when he was captured in El Salvador. He said then that Nicaragua had sent him to fight in El Salvador, but on Friday he told reporters that the confession had been taken from him only through threats, and he added that he'd gone to El Salvador on his own account as a private citizen. Nicaragua says it's holding the United States responsible for the well-being of the 19-year-old. The State Department is accusing Cuba of using a drug ring to smuggle arms into Colombia. Assistant Secretary of State Thomas Enders told a Senate hearing Friday that a Colombian drug smuggler, now in custody in Mexico, has admitted working for Havana to get arms to guerrillas in Colombia. Enders also said that, in return, Cuba had helped the man smuggle marijuana into the United States.
The government reported Friday that wholesale prices in January fell 0.1%. Leading the drop were energy prices. The tumble of nearly 2% in energy costs is a reflection of the worldwide glut of crude oil and a weakening demand for oil and gas. Analysts say the drop in the wholesale price index, the first one in 6 years, is a sign of severe recession. At the same time, economists at Chase Manhattan Bank in New York predict the recession will hit bottom in May. Eric, before you go too far, I have a story in here that you should pick up and read. Okay?
Okay.
Investors are worried about high prospects of a deepening recession and a prolonged period of high interest rates. Their concern was reflected Friday in the New York Stock Exchange, which suffered a broad decline. The Dow Jones average of 30 industrial stocks lost more than 8 points in moderate trading. In London, gold tumbled to its lowest price in 2.5 years. A fresh wave of bullion selling was responsible for the drop of as much as $10 an ounce. Gold in London closed at $323.37 an ounce. The price of the metal has fallen 30% since last September and about $20 a week for the last 2 weeks. A top trade negotiator for Japan is warning against what he calls the collapse of the international economic framework. The Japanese official told an economic group in San Francisco Friday that the United States and Japan must work together and resist what he called the temptation of protectionism. A Nevada state report says the gambling business and big hotel casinos wasn't so good last year. The report indicates a drop of 14% in profits, even though the gamblers lost more money. And because inflation is eroding the casino's profits, the clubs are doing away with many of the freebies that used to be offered to big gamblers. About 300 Republicans will pay $1,000 each to eat dinner in black ties with President Reagan in Oklahoma City Monday night. And at the same time, in a restaurant next door, Democrats will be holding a bash of their own. They'll pay 1,000 cents or $10 each, for a dinner of popcorn and peanuts.
Yeah. Well, the chairman of the House Banking Committee says people have been scared by recent reports of financial problems among savings and loans institutions. And Democrat Fernand St. Germain of Rhode Island says he's introducing a resolution to calm those fears by restating that the government stands behind $100,000 insurance for each depositor.
Gold took another dive today, dropping to the lowest price levels in more than 2.5 years. The precious metal was down more than $10 an ounce in New York and
Zurich. And it closed in London at $323.37 an ounce.
Thank you.
I just read that.
But you didn't talk about New York.
Ooh.
What's wrong with New York? Well, God meant the aardvark for something, proclaimed Marianne Jones today as she was crowned Miss American Aardvark at the Philadelphia Zoo. Jones beat out one other contestant in competition divided into two phases, aardvark calling and talent. It was all part of National Aardvark Week, which ends tomorrow. Aardvarks, by the way, are ugly, smelly animals with long noses, but Jones says, I think they were meant to bring fun and laughter to our lives. And if there's a purpose for them, I guess it's the purpose for John Vernile, too. Well, in the final note, the Army says it's stopping shipments of the poisonous gas from Denver to New York, only to reassure an Illinois congressman. A spokesman says that once the congressman feels better about the shipments, the Army will resume them.
That's very interesting. Special guest with us tonight is David Goodman with the Sports Report.
Boston, 113, New Jersey, 109.
Thank you very much, David Goodman, with the Sports Report. Where would we be without him? Eric, do you know?
Well, I'm glad we don't have to do the sports by ourselves anymore. There's always a trouble with the...
Yeah, we certainly did.
Do you have the weather in there?
Let's see, New York City, New Jersey, Long Island, Rockland, and Westchester County.
Past over us, Long Island.
Yes.
As in the voice of.
County south of the Tappan Zee Bridge. Mostly clear tonight with patchy fog. Developing along coastal and low-lying sections. The lows will be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and mild, with afternoon showers likely. Highs will be in the 50s Fahrenheit. Clearing, windy, and cooler tomorrow night, with lows in the low 30s. Sunday will be sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 50s. And that concludes
the
USB
Long Island
weather. News.
Sports.
With
Dave Goodman. And weather.
With Mike Ellis.
Right.
It's about 3 minutes past two. This is WUSB Stony Brook. Great. I just...
Something like that.
You just found this note here now. I know there's nobody listening here. So we'll make it for...
Mike knows everything, you see.
We'll make it for the second caller.
There's nothing Mike doesn't know.
We'll make it for the second caller.
But you don't know what I'm about to do, do you?
No, I don't. That settles that.
You can't turn me off.
I just did.
I'm going to do this. Ah. He couldn't stop me.
I could have if I had really wanted to. But anyway, since there is nobody listening, we'll only take the second caller at area code 5.
Wait a minute, what are we giving away?
We'll explain in just a minute.
I think people are more apt to write down the number after they know what it is they're about to win.
Okay, tickets.
Tickets to what?
One pair of tickets to see the Mamas and the Papas.
The Mamas and the Papas?
Yes.
Mamas and the Papas? Oh, wow.
The Mamas and the Papas at North Stage.
When?
Today, later tonight.
Wow. What a great way to spend the weekend.
That's right.
And we're going to take the second caller?
At 5
1 6, six
2
4 6, six
7
9
0 oh, 1. And in the meantime, we have a memorable album side.
Someone's calling the wrong number. Hey, that's not our fault.
Yeah.
516-246-7901.
Is
it the right telephone number? We'll take the second caller, and they'll get themselves a pair of tickets.
For the Mamas and
the
Papas.
North Stage. Yeah, Mamas and Papas, that kind of thing.
In the meantime, we have a memorable album side this week.
A very memorable album side.
With a Gershwin composition.
Yes.
What's a Gershwin composition. What's the noise you're making in there, by the way?
That's Frank and John Vernile.
I see. The Gershwin composition, things. American in Paris.
With and Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra.
So doing your taxes.
Let's get into it, okay?
Let's just get into it. We'll talk about it after we do it.
Good
American in Paris, Arthur Fiedler, Boston Pops Orchestra. Take it away, guys.
Yeah.
Arthur Fiedler conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra, and Gershwin's American in Paris. George Gershwin, perhaps the best known of America's composers of both popular and serious music, went to Paris for the first time in 1923, when he was 25. Still ahead of him were Rhapsody in Blue and the opera Porgy and Bess, but behind him was his first London musical, a flop. A rich friend consoled Gershwin with Parisian cabarets, boulevards, and restaurants, cheering him so much that he returned in 1926, determined to translate Paris into music. That, though, was easier said than done, for an American in Paris gave him unexpected trouble. The opening theme, said Gershwin, is so complete in itself that I don't know where to go next. It was 2 years before he returned from another visit, this time with a completed manuscript, and began the 3.5-month work of the orchestration, completed in 1928. My purpose, he said of the work, is to portray the impressions of an American in Paris as he strolls about the city, listens to the various street noises, and absorbs the French atmosphere. Gershwin succeeded so well that his piece has become a classic among American classics.
I don't know about you, Mike, but when I listen to that piece, I think about New York.
You really do think an awful lot about New York, don't you?
Well, maybe it's because I've never been to Paris, but I've seen New York when I listen to The Strange of an American in Paris.
Yeah.
I see Fifth Avenue, I see Midtown, I see The Village, Soho, you know, the whole thing.
Tribeca.
Yeah, all of it. I'll tell you something, though. I really miss Arthur Fiedler. I used to watch him every Sunday night on PBS.
He was a jolly old fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was great. He really was. He was such a tradition.
Even to people who didn't really like classical music.
Well, you know, it wasn't really classical he played. I mean, he played Beatles tunes, he played all sorts of contemporary things.
He gave them such a classical touch, you know?
He opened the door for a lot of people to more serious things.
Like who? And to what?
Well, a door like that leads to all sorts of other heavier things, you know, Beethoven, Bach, that kind of thing. I don't know who he opened the door for.
Oh.
My door was halfway open anyway, he came along, but...
Well...
He put a stopper in it.
We've got a couple of things here ready for you. Coming up in a few minutes is the second in a continuing saga presented by Bunky and Spunky.
I missed the first one. Are you going to tell me what happened?
Swedes on Jupiter. And that will be coming up in a few minutes.
Are you going to tell me what happened?
No, nothing really happened.
Nothing really happened? Is anything going to happen this time?
No, not really.
Oh.
But it's interesting enough to listen to. And we have a pair of tickets for Mamas and Papas at the North Stage.
Ooh.
This time be the second. Or should we make it the third?
Let's make it the third. What the heck?
Okay. Third caller at 246
7901.
Area code 516, and they're yours.
Yeah.
The third caller.
For tonight.
That's right. Mamas and Papas. Meantime, we got something here from the Bobby Shue Sextet on the Voice of Long Island. Thank you.
stay tuned as Coal Sack Theater brings you this week's exciting chapter of Swedes on Jupiter.
It sure quickly curled up here, Elga. Pass me another bottle of aquavit. It might help to warm me up.
Sven drank the last bottle yesterday.
Well, woman, let's get some more.
Erlaf, there is no aquavit on Jupiter.
We never should have listened to that Carl Sagan fella.
Truck driver. Wow. The story was written by a guy named Red Solvine. This is called The Ballad of Big Joe Phantom, Mr. 309. To be back on the East Coast a few years back. I was trying to make me a buck like everybody else. I was damned. Times didn't get hard. Christ, I got down on my luck. And I got tired of just roaming and bumming around. So I started thumbing my way back to my old hometown. I made quite a few miles in the first couple of days. You know, I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. You know, it was the third night, though, when I got stranded. And it was out of the cold, lonely crossroads. As the rain came pouring down, man, I was hungry. Yeah, I was hungry, tired, freezing. Caught myself a chill. It was just about that time. Yeah, it was just about that time that the lights of an old semi topped the hill. Should've seen me smile and heard the air brakes come on. And I climbed up into that camp right to it. a big man, and I have to say he must have weighed 210. As he stuck out a big hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's name. And his ear is called Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why I called his rig such a name. But you know, he turned to me and said, Why, son, don't you know this here rig will be putting them all to shame? Well, there ain't a driver. No, there ain't a driver on this or any other line for that matter that see nothing but the tail lights of Big Joe and Phantom 309. So we rolled and we talked a better part of the night. And I told my stories and Joe told his. And I smoked up all his vice boys as we rolled along. Push your head with 10-4 gears, man. That dashboard was lit like the old Madame LaRue pinball. Semi-truck. But almost mysteriously, well, there was the lights of a truck stop and rolled into sight. Joe turned to me and said, I'm sorry, son, but I'm afraid this is as far as you go. You see, I kind of got to be making a turn just up the road a piece. Damn, he didn't toss me a dime. He threw her in low. Go on in there, son, and get yourself a hot cup of coffee on Big Joe. I mean to tell you, when Joe and his rig pull off into the night, man, nothing flat to be clean out of sight. So I walked into the stop. Well, I ordered me up a cup of mud. Say, a Big Joe's setting this dude up. Got some quiet in that place. Yeah, got so deathly quiet in that place. You could have heard a pin drop. And as the waiter's face turned kind of pale, I said, what's the matter? Did I say something wrong? I kind of said with a halfway grin. He said, no, son. You see, it's kind of happening every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe, son, but let me tell you what happened just 10 years ago. Yeah, it was 10 years ago out there at that cold, lonely crossroads. And there was a whole busload of kids, and then they were just coming from school, and they were right in the middle when Joe topped the hills. Could have been slaughtered if Joe turned his wheels. Jackknifed. Yeah, jackknifed. And it went into a skid. You know, folks around here, well, they gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, well, the scene was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. It's funny, folks. It's every now and then. Yeah, every now and then, when the moon's holding water, well, it's either old Joe stop and give you a ride. Seems just like you, well, some hitchhiker be coming by. So here, son, instead of me, you get yourself another cup of coffee. It's on the house. I kind of want you to hang on to that dime. Yeah, I kind of want you to hang on to that dime as a souvenir. I want you to keep that dime as a souvenir of Big Joe. Of Big Joe and Phantom. Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Man called Tom Waits, Big Joe, and Phantom 309.
On USB, the voice of Long Island,
10 minutes to 3 o'clock. And we have 10 minutes left, Mike.
10 minutes to Babylon. No, not quite.
No, we can do whatever we want, I guess.
That's true. Say, you know, Dave Goodman's coming up after us.
Really?
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Well. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, in fact.
Well, I have some complaining to do.
Okay.
How come we always hear that song on this show?
It's our theme.
So, well, don't we play it a little bit too much?
Well, how often have we played it tonight?
3 times.
3 times?
In 3 hours. Geez, that's worse than Top 40 radio.
Well, you won't hear this song anywhere else, and I mean it. Nowhere.
Unless you're in Andy Lush's basement or something.
Yeah, that's the only other place you could possibly hear that.
That's true.
Unless somebody taped it and is now playing it somewhere else.
Yeah, but they only got it from us.
That's right. Although they probably won't give us credit for it.
Or Andy Lish.
Or anybody.
For that matter.
Why are people like that?
Wire?
Wire people. Like a Carpenter's song or something.
Why are people like that?
I don't know. But it's not for us to figure out, because we can't.
I have a USB Long Island weather here.
Oh, you do? The weather forecast.
Mostly clear tonight with patchy fog developing.
No, thank you.
Along coastal and low-lying sections. Lows will be in the mid-40s tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and mild. With afternoon showers, likely. Highs will be in the 50s, clearing, windy, and colder tomorrow night, with lows in the low 30s.
Guess who's here?
Sunday will be sunny and pleasant with highs in the 50s. Now, who's there?
Knock, knock.
Rich Koch.
It's Rich Koch. You're right.
You have an incredible sense of oral recognition, Michael. Well, I just had a feeling that you were going to be in the area, so who else could it be?
Well, I've been in the area, circumference, volume, especially volume. My ears are still ringing.
Mm-hmm.
You say volume or distortion?
No, he was talking about...
Distortion is the sole property of Barry Reagan.
Is that so?
Or was it Ronald Reagan? One of the two. I'm so confused. It's so difficult to tell what is going on when you're in a small room with artificial lights and Eric Corley and a Pink Floyd the Wall t-shirt sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Funny noises like that.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm just going to sit in the corner. And
what are you going to do in the corner?
Mold, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very
interesting. A small lichen or something of that matter.
A lichen, huh?
Yes.
Oh, there's that sound again. How do we keep doing that? Every day now we make that sound. What an awful sound that is, too.
We'll see if we can get rid of it for you.
Go away, sound. Oh, that's all we have to do. How about that?
Gosh.
Very simple. We've never tried that one, Mike.
Go away sound.
We've turned us... All right, write that down. Go okay. away sound. That's what we have to say.
I wonder if it works both ways. Like, what was that thing that Pop Tripod...
Oh, he said coat hanger.
Coat hanger. The dog would stop or...
There's only one problem with saying go away sound, and that's that all the people in Connecticut can then walk over here.
Uh-oh.
So what's wrong with that anyway?
Come back, sound.
Do you want Bridgeport on this side of the sound?
Why not?
We'll sink. We will.
Bridgeport has some nice areas.
Yeah, we can't take their buildings. They're very heavy.
A friend of mine up in Connecticut once mentioned to me, he had never been to Long Island, but he had been in Long Island Sound many times fishing. And when he came over first on the ferry, he says, "Mike, I don't know how you did it. Those beautiful bluffs. All this time, I just thought they were big posters."
Uh-huh. Big posters.
That would have been some bluff.
Yep, it sure would have been.
Yeah, certainly.
Amazing the directions your mind moves it. What time is it?
2:55.
2:55?
In the a.m.
What is that in Celsius?
It's 6.
Okay.
6, huh? That's what I figured. That's what it feels like.
43 Fahrenheit.
Hasn't the weather been really warm, warmer than it was?
Yeah.
It's like spring outside.
Yeah.
I was riding with my car window open before.
I was doing that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized I had the heat on at the same time.
Well, that
well, your car, you can't turn off the heat, isn't that true?
No, that was my last car. This car.
This one, you can't turn it on?
No, wait, the last car, I couldn't turn it on. Wait, I never had that problem. No, I couldn't turn my heat on.
Oh. What was it? You couldn't lock the trunk?
That was my last car,
too.
Your
last... Oh, no, that was Ralph Pantuso. He had a padlock on his.
Really? Well, mine didn't have anything. My trunk finally fell off totally. It's not funny, Mike. All my personal belongings, they're exposed in the street.
I remember.
Embarrassing.
I'll never forget the time when I was new here at the station, and I was doing some clerical stuff, and an emergency phone call comes through on one of the hotlines, and... "Oh, my car is broken down. I have a flat tire. Would somebody please come and help me?" And by the time I get there, your other tire had gone flat, too.
Yeah, I had two flat tires at the same time. That was funny.
Yeah.
We talked about that once before, I remember.
Yeah, so why not talk about it again?
Well, no particular reason.
Well, it's getting close to spring. That's reruns time.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. We're going to repeat things. We should.
We're going to rerun an entire program.
We should.
Yeah.
We never repeat things, and I think we should.
We never do. We should. I think everybody's gotten it by now, so enough of that. We must move on.
Two shots of penicillin takes care of it, usually. Unless it's South Asian strains.
So where are we going to move on to?
Speaking of strains, I think I'm straining my presence here. Listen, why don't you two guys get back to your rambling, and I'll ramble on.
Yeah, fine. You can say that just as we're ready to go home. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Some pal you turned out to be.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going down the hall and getting a stiff drink if you want to join us when you're finished.
Maybe that's a good idea.
That is an idea.
That's right.
It is springtime, after all.
Root beer for everyone.
That's right.
Flowers are coming up.
Where?
Well, they're coming up. They're underground still, but they're coming up.
Oh.
So, we should rise with them. Mm. After all, we're still underground, aren't we?
That's true. That's true, too. Eric, it's been fun this week again, as usual.
It's been a real pleasure.
And a privilege. We'll be back again this time. No, we won't be. We'll be back again midnight next
week.
Well,
no, we will be here this time. But
yeah,
we'll be saying goodbye just like we are now.
That's right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is the Voice of Long Island on WUSB.
Stony Brook. And we'll see you all next week. Every last one of you.
Yeah.
Counting. Bye.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends.